views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. And I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website. That address is AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to the website, I want to invite you to sign up for the free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I have used personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, when I was given 30 minutes to live, overcoming abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience. So all of those things that I did to help with those challenges are in these videos, and it's free. So sign up for that newsletter at AskSueLondon.com, and you know, we'll get you started at creating that life that you desire. Now, Christopher, this is an awesome week. It's like a birthday day for our daughter. I'm excited. Awesome guest. I'm just pumped here, and I haven't even had my B12 shot yet today.
I know, and spring is in the air. I mean, we celebrated the first day of spring was last week. So I'm already feeling spring, you know, we're already a week into it. No matter what the weather is, I feel like spring right now.
So you think that, like, the snow is going to be gone and, you know, we're going to have the birds back and...
Yeah, we're not getting any more snowstorms, that's for sure.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Because I know you're tuned into the weatherman, so that's what I was hoping to hear. Good answer, my friend.
Well, it's a correct answer.
Good. Well, you know, I have to say, this is our oldest daughter's birthday today. So Krista, my baby, happy birthday. We're having a big celebration tonight where, as you know, we don't just like make birthdays about me on my birthday, right? You know how Ross always says it's national. Well, you say it too, national Sue's birthday.
It's an international.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we do this with our kids too. And so tonight we're going to be over at our daughter's place having dinner, and Ross and I are babysitting our grandsons so that the kids can go out and have a nice evening. But all month we've, you know, been doing different things with the kids and for them and that. And then on Saturday, you know how through all of the different shows we've talked about how when I was pregnant with my one daughter, when my weight went down 80 pounds, and the doctor said, either you choose to, you live or for her to live. Well, that baby is turning 21 on Saturday. So we have a big celebration going again for her birthday. So, you know, it's a whole big time for me about reflecting and being grateful and just enjoying the moment and watching my kids grow up. And holy smokes, 26 and 21.
Well, I have a huge question that I've been wondering about for a long time, and I've always been too shy to ask.
Ask me?
Well, too, yes, shy? Too shy. Yeah, believe it or not, there are a few things, Sue, that I'm always shy to ask about. But I know you so well Well, I mean, what do you do for birthday cakes? Because you're so health conscious. I mean, what do? Do you have a special type of cake that you make? Is there no cake? What do you do?
Well, you know what? Some of the kids, they all have their favorites. One year she wanted jelly, like, you know, the jiggly jelly. So she had like jelly jigglers for her birthday. The other one didn't like cake at all, just wanted ice cream. The other one loves chocolate cake. So when they had their cake, I just didn't eat it. This year, I'm not sure. We're not sure. And what a question and timing to ask, because my like mentor and guru with my health is on the show today too, you know.
That's so apropos, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? In honesty, like my kids have really found that they are eating a lot healthier. So, you know, they do prefer the gluten-free cakes and stuff like that. So in all honesty, I'm not sure, you know, I think with Krista, she's going to want like to have the gluten-free cake and we'll be taking that over. And then with Sarah, I'm not sure yet what she wants. They kind of let me know the day before and then we get it organized. But yeah, it's... You know, it used to be we'd have spaghetti. One wanted spaghetti for her birthday. One wanted like roast beef dinner. But as they get older, they want, you know, different things. But the one still likes spaghetti, but she wants the gluten-free pasta now. So, yeah, I never know what to expect out of them. That's why I'm kind of answering you like the way I am.
Well, at least they've learned something from Mom about the gluten-free stuff. That's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, being the example, right? You be the example and your kids follow you. Right. But I have to tell you a funny story, and this is going to like, you're going to just shake your head and go, okay, yeah, I knew she was organized. Really disorganized. Okay. So here's the story, right? When I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, Sarah, I went into labor the day after Krista had her birthday, and I had to have a C-section. I knew this in advance. And so we're driving to the hospital and my mind is going, okay? And I'm very organized, right? And what's going through my mind is not how bad is the pain or, you know, all of this stuff that, you know, women in labor go through. But I was going through my mind, oh my gosh, if I have this baby before midnight, that means 2 days straight, we're going to have birthday parties. And I thought, oh, I need a day rest between their birthdays, right? Crazy, I know. So we get to the hospital and I said to the doctor, is there any way, this is probably, by the way, about, I don't know, 10:30, quarter to 11 at night. And I said to him, is there any way that you can kind of just hold off, you know, taking the baby out or doing what you have to do so she's not born until like after midnight so I get that day rest? And he thought I was the craziest, wackiest woman and he just couldn't believe it. I said, seriously, I we're going to have a lot of birthdays here and I'd like to have that day rest. And he did. He waited for 2 minutes after midnight. And so there is that day between their birthdays. So that's another piece of our listeners learning about the wacky organized Sue London. Did you know that story, Chris?
No, I never knew that story. But of course, I wouldn't expect any less from you as far as the organization part goes.
Yeah, well, that's every birthday I think about that and I talk about that. And the kids always say, you know, when there's something that's coming up, and my youngest one in particular, with her turning 21, the kids have been taking bets, you know, how early in the morning will mom start crying? And it's not crying tears of sadness, but crying tears of joy for feeling empowered, being proud of myself for being empowered to make that decision that I knew it was the right way to tell a doctor, no, we'll both live. And that baby came out healthy, happy. She's beautiful and brought us such great joy. So I'm just, I go back to that moment of such gratitude and the kids just think it's quite a hoot when mom cries. So yeah, so that will be me probably shedding a lot of tears and of happiness all from today and for the next few days. So that's my news. How is that without a B12 shot at that?
Wow. You sound just like you're full of energy. Well, it's the birthday thing. That's what's got going.
I know. Well, I'm excited. And I'm also excited, I got to tell you. Okay. Now, we have an awesome, awesome guest here today. And I love, love, love her. And you've been saying to me, and you have to point this out to her, okay? You have been saying to me, you notice I am calmer, right?
You are much mellower this week. Yes.
Okay, no, not just this week. You've said it other weeks as well, right?
That's true.
No,
I think I said it the first week of March. As a matter of fact, I have such a good memory. I know I said it on the March 6th show. I remember saying it that week.
Was that when it was? Okay.
Yeah, well, like 3 weeks ago.
This is the woman, this amazing, she's a chiropractor, she is a healer, she is my mentor, I work with her personally, she is my friend, and when I need it, I say to her, bring it on, kick my butt, and she does it in an amazing, loving way, and we're really working together at taking my health to a higher level. As you hear me say constantly, that is my goal, to be the healthiest I can, right? So This is our guest today, and her name is Dr. Catherine Wright, and tonight she's going to talk about becoming your true self. I'm really excited about this topic, Chris, because you and I talk so much about how in the past we've done stuff to please others, right?
Yes.
And this is where Catherine has been so awesome at helping me to release that baggage from the past. As many of you know, the baggage from the past, what we're taught in that can really, play on us in so many ways. So that's our topic. Now, before I bring Catherine on, I want to mention, as I promised for the whole month to celebrate, my kids' birthdays, we are giving books away. So we're doing something different tonight. Okay. So if you email me anytime from now until 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, just email me, say, I would love a set of your books. I will email you the ebook versions of My Life Story, Soar Above It All, the ebook version of Rocky's Trip to the Hospital for Children, the ebook version of Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book for Children. So y'all just email me, just say getinspiredradio@gmail.com. Again, that is getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and just say, I'd love a set of your books, but you have to do it before 6:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Okay. So without any further delay, let's bring our guest on. So Dr. Catherine Wright, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Well, thank you, Sue. It's great to be here.
Okay, now, you heard Chris say, like, just the last week I've been mellow, but for the record straight, you got to tell him, like, I've come a long way since meeting you, right?
She absolutely has.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean,
as we know, Sue's a bundle of energy and passion and power. And I find that you've really deepened into yourself and connecting into more of who you are. And so you still have all this great, wonderful energy, and it hasn't changed you in that way. And there's also this other place that you have some calmness also and some more centeredness.
Yeah. And we're still working on it. I'm admitting it, to everybody listening. It takes a lot of work, right, Catherine?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? We're always a work in progress.
Absolutely. And folks, I am not like any, like, I'm different than you. We all work on ourselves, and that's what it's all about. Catherine, what I want to do is I want to take a quick break, and then when we come back, let's really get into showing everybody how they can become their true self. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, hang on to your hats, get ready for an awesome ride and lots of great information. You may even want to, by the way, grab a pen and paper and write some notes as Catherine's talking. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be back after the short break.
To Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. So excited about the show tonight, folks. We've got an amazing guest. She's Dr. Catherine Wright. Now, Dr. Catherine Wright is a chiropractor. She's a very, very gifted healer. She's my mentor, and she's my friend, and I even let her be my butt kicker. And I got to tell you, she does it in a real loving way, too. Now, Catherine, I think what we need to do, when I say chiropractic, I kind of cringe because there's different types of chiropractic care, and you do a treatment that is unlike what many people would not be aware of.
Yes.
Can you tell them more about that? Because this really goes with about becoming your true self, I feel strongly.
Yes, I would love to. And I'm also going to back up a little bit because I did practice as a traditional chiropractor for many years.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I had a really busy practice and would basically running in and out of rooms using Activator, which is a certain technique. And one afternoon, this started my whole journey about energy and being curious about it. One afternoon, I was just really going back and forth, room to room, in the flow. And, you know, we were busy and the patient would lie down. And all of a sudden, I knew exactly what they were going to say seconds before it happened, like the exact words. And I would look at their body as they were lying on their stomach in front of me, and their whole system would balance. And I hadn't even touched them.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my goodness, what is this? And this happened all afternoon.
Wow.
So this is where I became very curious because I was like, this is not not the me that I know. You know, I'm very left-brained intellect. This is not the me that I know. So this is the place where I got into touch of the fact that we are all energy, that
right.
we're energy and consciousness. And we're just, when I was just being present with this intention for healing, people around me began to heal. So that was, you know, a fabulous experience. And that was the beginning of this whole journey of self-discovery for me.
Mm-hmm. And I have to add, too, that the type of session that Catherine does, when I was going through the challenges with my health with Crohn's disease, I went for this treatment. Now, Catherine, you and I have talked about this. When I learned that it was being called as network chiropractic, it's also called NSA.
Yes, network spinal analysis.
Okay. Now, like, you're in Oakville, Bronte, Ontario, Canada. Yeah. And folks, just to tell you how much I love, love, love Catherine, it takes me about an hour to drive to her and an hour to drive home, because with traffic and that, and you know, you may have heard the saying, it's worth the drive. This girl is so worth the drive. And I'm very careful who works on me too. As you know, that's a whole other show, isn't it, Catherine?
Yes.
But she's so amazing. And this treatment, you know, is worth searching out. And if you can get to Catherine, that would be awesome. So now saying that, Catherine, if people are in, I know you've got a website for Canadians to check out. Do you know if there's a website for the Americans to learn where there would be locations for them to go to too?
Yes, they can get on and even look up network spinal analysis, but there is a website called wiseworld.com.
Okay.
And that should have a whole list, entire list of practitioners for this. It's a non-traditional form of chiropractic care that's actually energetic. And so it goes much deeper than just the physical body. And it's a series of gentle touches along the spine that basically help the brain to connect itself back to the body, or it takes the brain or the body out of stress physiology, so that we can really drop into this place of being in the present moment, of who we are in the moment, versus running these old, you know, patterns from our brain that no longer serve us, which is about being in stress or in defense. And so we want it really, we find a way with this work to interrupt those old patterns and help the brain to just notice where it is right now. Like, oh my gosh, I'm safe.
You know? And you know, Catherine, it's okay to share this, because this is also, you know, we've done a lot of work with me on this. I was always, my mind would always be going, and I would not feel my body. And this is a result, folks, as I was always taught by my parents, you don't show your emotions. You hold them in. You don't share this. You don't feel this. You shut it down. So that is not a good thing to do. And so Catherine has been working with me at showing me how to feel. And my mind does not race like it used to. Did you hear that, Chris? That's a miracle that can happen.
Yeah, my mind still races too much.
And so this is kind of like the stuff that with working with Catherine and the NSA, is that what I should call Catherine?
Sure.
By having her work on that with me, with having different types of sessions that, you know, she's going to talk about today as well, that has been incredibly, incredibly powerful for me. And I'm very sensitive. When Catherine does work on me, I say to Catherine, I'm cooked now, you can stop. and that's kind of her sign, like she's really got me so relaxed that I'm thinking, this is an hour drive home, and you know, like I've got to be able to get home. There's been some times where Ross actually drives me and to bring me back, because if I know I'm going to be, you know, really letting go a lot. So yeah, Catherine, I cannot tell you how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, and you are truly such a gift to me and so many in the world. And I thank you for following your gift.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's for sure it is. Now, we're talking about the chiropractic. So we're talking about by becoming your true self. So the chiropractic, this form of treatment, the NSA, is very powerful to help with that.
Yeah.
Now, so what kind of things would you say, because we've got people thinking, I'm my true self. What do people experience, what symptoms, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, do they experience when they're not their true self? You and I know that, but I think it's good for them to hear from you.
Yes. I'm going to say that I think that often we don't even know we're being, that we're not with our true self, because we go into this stress physiology or defense pattern, and we're not even aware that we're not present with who we are, you know?
That's right.
So it's, you know, some of the signs of not really being in our authentic self or true self is that, you know, we feel a lot of stress all the time. And I'm not going to say that, you know, when we're authentic, sometimes we do feel stress, of course. But if we repress our emotions, or if we deny that, you know, we're unhappy and we're trying to be happy all the time, or if we feel depressed all the time, even that can also be part of the challenge of where we're not being fully in ourselves. If we are really low in energy, there's a problem as well. So this can also be these places where we feel stressed all the time. We feel chronically ill. We have low energy. We feel overwhelmed. These are all aspects of not being in our true authentic self.
Right. And folks, I can tell you, I've been there, done that. And when you are becoming aware of yourself, when you do, you know, feel yourself, feel within yourself, be present, it is such an amazing, different journey you're on. And things flow for you. Catherine, we talk about that a lot, don't we?
Yes. I mean, there's literally flow. There's literally flow of energy in our body, which is our life force. And that's a natural inborn, what's the word? We deserve it. It's part of who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, we get to have that. And somehow when we grew up through our, you know, whatever happened in our life, we begin to believe that we don't get to be who we are.
Right.
Right. We begin to think we have to be a different way to be loved or approved, and we begin to look outside ourselves for the answers of who we should be. And if we're not that person, then we judge ourselves. And then that's where we get into all this other part too, where we keep striving to be ourselves, and then we judge ourselves because we're not being who we think we should be.
So. Right. And I know for me that a trigger for me, if I ever get moody, I know I'm not doing what is right for me. Like, I'm not living my passion. So I've learned for myself that what triggers or what signs are for me if I get off track, or, you know, if I'm not meditating, that's not a good thing, as Catherine will tell you. I find, and Catherine, you'll be proud, we haven't talked for a couple of days. I have been meditating 3 times a day now, and I find, like, it's almost becoming addictive. I love feeling that calmness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can people overdo the meditating?
I don't think so. I think the only thing that might happen is you might begin to maybe release more of the, let's say you had a lot of emotions that you weren't connected with, like they might come up more. And maybe you might feel a little overwhelmed with them. That's a possibility. No.
Okay. Well, Chris, now, do you want to take the commercial break now, or do you want us to really get into some more heavy stuff here?
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break, and then we'll get into heavy stuff. And if you got to skip the last break because it's real heavy.
Well,
we'll skip it.
That heavy, but I'm just.
You know what? I can lift heavy things now because I've been going to the gym. So.
Oh, excellent!
We're so proud of you, and you're still keeping it up.
That's I'm trying.
There you go. Don't say try. Either do or don't.
I know. That's what Yoda said in Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay, folks. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, get ready for lots more great information from Dr. Catherine Wright. And by the way, her website is livewellhealth.ca. Check her out, folks. Stay tuned.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we've got the amazing guest, Dr. Catherine Wright, with us. Now, we're talking today about becoming your true self, and we couldn't have a better guest with us. Dr. Catherine Wright, she is a chiropractor. She's an amazing healer. I can't even emphasize how great a healer she is. She's my mentor. She works on me. She is my friend. She is the greatest gift that God could ever have sent me when it comes to taking my healing to a higher level. I am so, so honored to share her with you today. And what, Catherine, we want to do now is have you help people. They're listening saying, okay, I have all of these things that I'm feeling that you talked about before the break, like depression and blah, blah, blah. So how do I start becoming my true self? What do you say to those people?
Well, great, great question. Everybody's individual for one thing. But if we're finding this place where we don't have our quality of life, like if I said to somebody, what's quality of life for you? And they don't know, or they feel so out of touch with it and there's no fulfillment, then I really want to start with helping them become, I call it like an embodied awareness. So beginning to be curious, because there's often a way in our life that we've disconnected from ourselves and who we are. And we can do that in a few ways, but one of them is about going into our mind or our intellect, or what I call our reason, you know. And then what happens is we're not aware of what's going on in our body. And then we function from the place of reason or intellect. And not that it's a bad thing. We want that, especially in our society, but we're missing this place where our body can give us so much information. And this is the place where we can be connected into the place where we feel our longing, we feel our life force, we feel our pleasure, and where we have fulfillment in life. So I would really begin with sitting with somebody and just saying, you know, like, just be curious. What are you noticing in your body right now? So it is a form of mindfulness. And as I said, I do call it more embodied awareness. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, so what are we noticing? And even starting really simple, where we're looking or we're feeling into what it feels like to have sensations in our body. So, for example, you and I did this, Sue. Just like sitting there and you notice, maybe you notice that, like if I'm looking at my or feeling myself right now, I'll be like, you know, I'm sitting here on the chair and I'm talking to Sue. And so, you know, my mind is fully alert and here. And I'm also aware of, like, if I check in, you know, my hands are folded. I'm feeling my feet on the chair because I'm kind of tucked into the chair. I'm noticing my breath. So I'm starting to become more consciously aware of my body and my sensations. You know, there's a little bit of maybe tightness or discomfort in the chest area for me, you know. So there's this place where I'm starting to track or just observe myself, you know. And then the other piece is not to be judging yourself on whatever you're noticing, because this is what can shut us down often. Like, especially if we had something like a belief that's completely limited and distorted. Like, for example, somewhere, if you've come up with some idea that you're not good enough, let's say. And I use that one because it's a really common one.
It's very common, yeah.
Yeah, it's very common. Mm-hmm. So if we have that, then if we really believe we're not good enough, we start to constrict our energy field. We start to shut down the movement of the energy. The muscles tighten up. Maybe we have more tightness in our back. You know, we might go more into our intellect to not feel the body. You know, we might not want to feel the emotions that are in the body. So all of a sudden, we start to look at life through this filter of, I'm not good enough, and I need to be a certain way, and look, I've failed, and now I'm judging myself, you know. So this is a place that we go, we want to have some loving kindness to ourselves and some compassion, because we all have these places in ourselves that we've learned falsely, but we've learned, and we think that that's part of who we are. Mm-hmm. So first, it's having some loving kindness and acceptance of self and what we might find as we begin to focus inward into self.
And you know, Catherine, I got to tell you that I've known you for so long. And folks, if you're a very sensitive to energy, you may have found, since Catherine has been talking, you might start feeling kind of mellow, relaxed. I'm almost falling off my chair, Catherine, right now, hearing your voice. That's how hypnotic it is for me. Wow. I have to tell you. Yeah. Chris, how are you doing there? Are you kind of falling off your chair? Are you getting calmer?
Not only that, I'm actually sitting on a CD case because our stool behind the control board broke. So I'm actually falling off a CD case right now.
Yeah. Catherine, see, folks, I told you, she's amazing. So can you imagine, you go to her office and work with her? Can you see what can happen? Talk about taking your health to a higher level. So sorry, Catherine, I just got to brag about you as much as I can here, because, you know, people need to know that you don't always have to turn to a drug for something. Mm-hmm. And I'm being careful when I say that, folks, because, you know, if you're on medication, you just don't stop medication. You work with a team. And you've heard me talk many times where when we had Dr. Michael Forsina on the show, and I said, you know, I worked with a chiropractor and I worked with a naturopath. Dr. Catherine Wright and Dr. Michael Forsino are my team that I work with. And before I take even vitamins, Catherine actually muscle tests to make sure that that's right for me. But that's another show again, too, isn't it, Catherine?
Yes. Well, actually, I check into your energy field to see if it's supporting that vitamin or if the vitamin's supporting you. Yeah.
But these are all different things, folks, that, you know, I've learned from Catherine, and it's just amazing how you can become empowered. And Catherine, I think I'm saying so much about empowered because for me, when I became my true self, it was about becoming empowered. Like, that's that empowering feeling I felt. It was like really a great feeling. And so many people say to me, they email me and say, I don't feel like I have the power in my life. And being your true self, you feel empowered, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. So they're going to feel in their body. Now, I know when you work with me, you have said meditate and feel, like, you know, what you just said with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wanting them to do that? How long? And, you know, how often? Take it to the next step now after what you've just told them.
Right. So it's, so I'm going to just say it's not so much a meditation, but mindfulness. Okay. So being mindful of ourselves. And so, like I said, just as we become aware of that, we're aware of our physical sensations in our body, like if there's discomfort, what is our breath doing? So that's on the physical level, right? So we're aware of that. Then we notice, are there any emotions or feelings that we're experiencing? And be curious about that. And if you're not experiencing an emotion, then be curious about that, because it's just all information, okay, of how you might run your system so you don't have to feel some of these deep places of your authentic self, which could be that there's a lot of emotion there. So it's about noticing the physical sensations, then checking into the emotions and what you might be feeling. And then also, your thoughts. Like, so Chris, you were talking earlier, on the break about how our thoughts can keep, you know, just running and running and running. So when we're doing this, mindfulness or meditation, you know, it's like we pop up to these thoughts again. So then can we notice and just go, oh, there I am, and I'm coming back down to just noticing also what's in my body and what's going on. So it's this whole place of being embodied and having our awareness just in our body and in the intellect, like, so all of us, not just one part of us.
Does that sound like something that would work for you, Chris?
Yes, it makes it easier, definitely. Of course, everything is easier said than done, but it definitely does help.
Absolutely. It's definitely a journey, and it's definitely about creating. This is like we're creating a positive habit for ourselves.
That's a good way to say it, exactly, Catherine, because I find it is a habit. And, you know, once you start that, the people in your life will accept that. So those of you that might be a mom or, you know, really busy with your schedule, you make it a habit and you can do it every day. Just like, you know, Chris, you go to the gym, right? I get up in the morning. Now I don't feed the dogs in the morning. I do my mindfulness or my meditation. Ross feeds the dogs. So see how, you know, things will work out to fit in. You all listening have this choice that you can do it or you don't. But if you do it, watch how your world will open up in such a positive way. So,
absolutely.
What's the next step there, my friend?
and the other thing I just want to keep bringing in is this place of self-acceptance, because as we start to notice what's here, like we might start to notice our negative thoughts, how many negative thoughts we have, you know, or these negative emotions, or like what we call negative. Let's say maybe there's anger there and we've tried so long to deny that. So these might start coming up for us, and they are there. And can you have self-acceptance and know that we all have these? And what's really important is even just to acknowledge them, that they're there. So it's the place of acknowledging, oh, wow, you know what? I have some anger right now. And it doesn't mean that we have to like act out on it. But we really want to be able to feel what it feels like to have that sensation of anger in our body. And because it is just energy. And I think I might have even said that to you, Sue, whether it's the fear or sadness or anger, it's all just energy. And if we can really truly just let it be in our bodies and feel the sensation of that without denying it or repressing it, it just moves through. It moves through.
It is so true. You know, and you've just shared it too. And I say to people that I'm, you know, your host and you've heard the things I've been through, but I had stuff like many of you have listening. And, you know, Catherine's just told you, you know, I had anger. I went through a lot and, you know, why me? And why'd I go through all of this stuff? And, you know, married to somebody who had a girlfriend, why, you know, like all the anger around that, you know, the sadness. You've heard me talk so much about losing my pets, connecting to them. One of the things that, Catherine, we need to bring up, because Chris and I often talk about this, that I'm very sensitive to them on the other side. And one of the sessions that you and I did was that I was always feeling them for my entire life when they're with me, but I felt so cold. Like that's how I felt them. And that first session we worked together, doing this mindfulness, it was like I went to the next level and didn't have to feel that coldness. And that was really big for me, because we're talking about 50 years in my life, I felt that coldness.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, and we only worked, what, half an hour?
Yeah, maybe not even that.
Yeah. So pretty powerful. Now, I'm just looking at the time. We have about 5 minutes. Does that give you enough time to do an exercise with everybody?
Sure.
Do you want to give them something that they can do to take home with them?
Absolutely.
Okay. So why don't you just tell them what it is and then go for it, my friend.
Okay. So we're just going to do a little experiential and just really utilizing being curious and observing yourself. So that's it. And it's really like the tip of the iceberg. So, but as you begin to practice this and being loving and kind to yourself in these places, as you be curious and explore, you're going to start to open up to your own authentic self and your own places of longing where you want to express more of your full potential. Okay, so let's just, you know, as I said, it's just the beginning of it, and what a great place to start, which is just being present with who you are now in the moment. So simply just, you know, even taking a deep breath and probably closing your eyes and just as you breathe down into the body, just notice your breath. Notice how it feels, if it's shallow or deep. So again, you're just being curious. And then notice how your body feels if you're sitting or lying down. Where do you feel the chair supporting you? Do you feel your feet on the ground? So is there any place of tension or discomfort in your body? So just noticing whatever you're noticing. Are there any places in your body where there feels like there's energy? So you're really being curious. And is there any place where it feels tight and stuck? So we're not fixing what's here. We're just being aware of it and observing. And as you keep checking in, you notice the sensations in your body. Notice if you're having any emotions. And if you are, can you let them just be here? Just allowing yourself to acknowledge them and be here. And then also notice thoughts. Are there any thoughts? And if there are, just you can notice them, but then come back to experiencing your body and noticing your body. And then notice if you go up into your head again with another thought. And can you just go, yep, there I go again. And then just keep coming back and noticing what you're feeling in your body. And as you do this, you know, you'll experience different things, but you're beginning to notice more of who you are. So all the parts of you, not just the mind or the intellect. Notice if there's fear. Some people get scared about really being present in their body. So notice that. And is there any way you can create safety, like movement or, you know, standing on your feet so you feel more grounded, or sitting with your pet to help support you feel safe? So again, just keep coming back to who you are, this mindfulness. And even this place, if you can, of being curious and asking yourself, what's your longing? If you could do anything in the world, what would it be? Even if you have all these thoughts and judgments come up, what would your longing be? Even if it seems impossible. So you can bring in that. And if you don't know your longing, that's okay too. And maybe go back to when you were young and remember, did you have a longing when you were a child? What was it? And the last piece with this would be gratitude, as Sue talked at the beginning. Do we have gratitude for things in our life? Or for example, gratitude just that we have a body. Sometimes I start there, and that I'm breathing. And that my cells are functioning to the best of their ability, and that I can move. I have movement. And that I have a family. And then you can keep expanding out, you know, just for the beauty of today. It was cold, but we had sunshine. So as we keep feeling into places of gratitude, also, this helps to rewire our brain to come into more positive, healthier patterns where we can relax and begin to trust in ourselves and in the world.
That's amazing. I'm cooked again, Catherine.
And I know I did it fairly fast because I was aware we didn't have much time. You know, you could learn this and really slow it down for yourself at home. Just to really deepen into what's here for you and being curious.
Catherine, have you ever thought about putting that on a video? Or sorry, on a CD?
No, never.
Because that's just kept what coming to me when you were doing that session, because I was like really floating again. I think we've lost our producer, because he's normally not this quiet, I got to say.
Well, I wasn't going to interrupt.
Are you on the floor yet?
Yeah, and I wasn't going to interrupt. You can't interrupt something like that. It was beautiful.
She's amazing. How do you feel now, Christopher?
I feel much better.
Well, that's great. It's a wonderful start, actually, for everybody.
To be specific, I actually feel a relief of tension that was around my temples, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you came more into your body, Chris.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Catherine.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Now, do you see why I'm calmer now that I have this girl? She's my secret, everybody.
So every time you take a B12 shot, you need to be with Catherine, like right afterwards.
Okay, Catherine, do I get wired with you when I have my B12 shot?
You're fairly wired.
Okay, yeah. You said the wrong answer there, my friend.
She's being honest.
I know. You know what? It gives me energy. And yes. I have learned, as you know, and Chris, you know how I can't get a B12 shot on Thursdays because we do the show. I can't go see Catherine because I'm like get too mellow and like I'm falling off my chair. So folks, I'm not allowed to see my healers Thursday. So I hope you appreciate the show is all I can say. But on that note, no, seriously, folks, it's all about, you know, taking your health to that higher level. And Dr. Catherine Wright is amazing. As you have just experienced, her website is livewellhealth.ca. She's located in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. I'm in the Niagara region, and I drive an hour with traffic like each way to go to her once a week. She's so worth the drive. She has changed my life. I love you so much, my friend, and I'm so grateful. I cannot tell you that enough, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
And if you could, Pat, by the way, could you put that on a CD? Because that would be awesome for me to give Christopher for his birthday.
Okay.
Thank you.
For you, I will. Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, Christopher, there's hope.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Yes, thank you. Much appreciated.
Folks, we've had an awesome show, and I want to thank our guest again, Dr. Catherine Wright, for being with us today, and I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show. Next week, we have Lisa Petty with us, and we're talking about detoxing. The spring is here. Let's get you detoxed. So on behalf of our wonderful guest, Dr. Catherine Wright, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Stu London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings. Have an amazing weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.